Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sunnyside Up. I am your host, Jessie May, and I'm so excited for today's show and happy to have all of you tuning in whenever and wherever you may be, as that is really the magic of being able to connect in this way and this space. And what a gift indeed. I have a very juicy show in store for us today, and I'm really looking forward to bringing in our guest in just a moment. I wanted to give a couple of very quick updates. We've got lots cooking. So happy, happy New Year to everyone. 2016, how incredible is that? I can't even imagine. It's off to a very strong start and a very full start, I know, for many of us. And wherever you are in the world, I just want to wish everyone such a happy new year, and that this year may be filled with everything that your heart desires. And we've got a few fun activities and events and things cooking here. The best way to stay up with that is going to the website, but I will mention, and that's jessiemay.com, but we've got our powwow next week, which I'm super excited about, and that's a fun event here in Venice Beach, Los Angeles, all about celebrating creativity and culture and innovation and change makers and entrepreneurship. So for any of you here in the LA area, definitely come check it out. That's Thursday night. And also all of the HeartRise sessions are up and happening. We've got the beachside ones and lots of other fun activities and projects in the mix. So I am back full, ready to roll, and really excited to connect with each of you in whatever way that may be. And wanting to max the time with our incredible guest, I don't want to delay any further, but you can stay tuned with all of the action on the website and through all of the different social media channels. Come say hi. I love connecting with all of you. And I'm just so grateful. I wanted to express my gratitude for this beautiful community that really extends and expands. It's just amazing to me how we get to come together in this way, in this space. And so today I am extremely honored and deeply just inspired by this beautiful, beautiful woman and soul and guiding creative force that we have joining us, who it's actually our second time welcoming her to the show. We're going to be bringing on Julia Cameron, who is truly one of my heroes, such a pioneer, such a celebrated, incredible teacher, writer, just absolute leader in the field of creativity and courage. She's a celebrated award-winning poet, playwright, filmmaker. She's written musicals. She's got so many beautiful credits and just incredible talent. She's most renowned for The Artist's Way, which has sold more than 4 million copies worldwide, and incredible follow-ups to Finding Water, The Vein of Gold, Walking in This World. She's got more than 30 incredible books and theater credits, such a range of incredible work and creative expression. Really just such a kind, loving, warm heart, and I want to welcome her with my absolute joy. I'm so excited to have her on again with us this morning, coming to us from Santa Fe. Julia, welcome to Sunnyside Up.
Thank you. Welcome. It's cold here in Santa Fe today, and I wish I were in Venice.
Isn't that the truth? It's funny. We were just chatting before, and I've got it's a little bit of a sunny morning here, and you've got snow, you said.
Yes, I have a foot of snow. I have a new little Subaru car, which keeps getting stuck instead of going through the snow.
So it's one of those stay cozy at home kind of days.
Yes. I find myself tucked in with my little dog.
Oh, the best. The best. I love it. And I was just saying, as being from Montreal, I know all about that kind of snow. So, yeah, the seasons are nice to have. So it's, you know, it's interesting. It's amazing we can connect in this way, though, and you being over there. So wanting to just welcome you and dive right in. I mean, I felt really called to share about, you know, the spirit of courage and creativity. And, you know, it was so much fun having you on the show last time, and we really got a chance to dive into sort of the creative heart and what that looks like and creativity. And I feel so strongly about this idea of courage and what courage really means, because I think it gets often, it either gets a bad rap or misconstrued. So maybe just to start, what does courage mean to you? Like, what would you describe courage as, just as an opening point for everyone?
Well, I think of courage as being an ability to take a personally instigated dare.
Mm.
I recently took a dare. I found myself writing a prayer book, and I didn't tell my agent about it, and I didn't tell my publisher about it. And I just got up every day and wrote, and it was a wonderful example of being able to take my own dare. I wanted to prove that I could write a book just on spec again with no deal, nothing in place. Yesterday I found out the book was accepted.
Woohoo!
So that was very nice.
Oh, we love that. Beautiful. And I love this idea of that willingness to dare. And I, you know, and being, it's interesting being the, you know, sort of the new year, it's always and often a time when we reflect, and it's a good time to dive in. And I love that impulse to just to listen to that. Well, you speak to the muse, but the inner, yeah, what was it within you that drew you to begin? Could you sort of describe a bit of that to everyone?
Well, I was a Hollywood screenwriter, and I had written a movie for John Voight, and he had contacted me through his producer and said they loved the movie. And then I didn't hear anything more from them. I had just absolute radio silence, and I thought, oh, this is terrible. I love this movie, and I wish that I could take it forward myself. And I found myself just in mourning. And I flew to New Mexico, and I went to a little town up on a mountain called Taos. I got up every morning and stared at Taos Mountain and wrote 3 pages of longhand writing just to keep me grounded. And that became the beginning of The Artist's Way. It was basically a book that was written in order to keep me from having too much sorrow over having a deal squelched. I found that I felt I needed a way to be resilient. And I found that I needed a way to move ahead and keep myself grounded through disappointment. I think a lot of The Artist's Way and a lot of what people experience in their creativity has to do with needing to be resilient. So I wrote the book to prove that I was resilient.
Wow, I just love that. And I love the spirit of it, really, because what I hear, and it's so beautiful, because I'd never heard that initial sort of invitation or the inspiration for the book itself, you know, what birthed it. I mean, I'm really familiar and love The Artist's Way and Morning Pages and the power of them, but to have been drawn to sort of move through it instead of get stalled, which, you know, from my experience with courage has so been the case when we, you know, we'll deal with outside resistance or rejection even, you know, in situations like that, and especially being in a creative field. But even in business, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and, you know, we'll get the no and it'll shut us down instead of sort of the invitation to keep moving through, or this resilience you speak of, you know, because we're so often kind of affected by the outer, the outside opinions, if you will. So if you would, yeah, even just speak a little bit more to that and what that was like for you, or how it's been for you to kind of stay connected to that. I love even the recent example you spoke of, writing the, you know, the, that that's just so powerful to be able to do that.
Well, I think that when we meet with resistance and negativity, we need to be able to ask ourselves, what next?
Mm.
What next? And then to move ahead in a way that feels fulfilling to us. And I think that I've written 40 books, and they have been written in a spirit of daring, of let's see what's next. And I think that people tend to put their power in the hands of other people. And that when they do that, they squelch their own creativity. And what morning pages, which are 3 pages of longhand morning writing, do is that they keep us grounded and they keep us moving forward. And they keep us answering the question, what next?
Love that. I love that question piece, too, because it's so true. And it allows us to listen instead to that inner voice within ourselves, because it's so true that often it's these outside conditions or demands that will dictate the action. And I know from my own experience even that it's been, you know, so much more of a struggle when we're having to adhere to someone else's way of doing it. It's not as the inspiration, you know, to have even the courage is just often not as compelling, would you say? Or what's your experience been with that?
Well, my experience is that people need to take a dare themselves, and that they need to ask themselves, you can hear my little dog barking. She's taking a dare, looking for coyotes. And I think that people need to sort of look to the next thing. And when they are taking no for an answer, they're not asking the question, what next? And the question, what next, is always what moves us forward. Instead of saying, why me, when we get a rejection, instead of saying, why me, say, what next?
Oh, I just love that. I absolutely love that. And how much of that would you say, because I think there's a balance. I love the what next, and I feel like there's this sort of balance between this idea of, like, having support and connection, and also having the time for ourselves to kind of go within and answer that question. So just to kind of explore a little bit what that looks like as far as having support, and because we do certainly need each other, and I've found that to be the case very much doing the work that I do and supporting a lot of creatives and entrepreneurs, how much the togetherness piece is relevant, but also at the same time, this listening to the what next voice inside. So what would you say as far as, like, balance where that's concerned?
Well, I think that we need to have what I call believing mirrors. Believing mirrors are people who see our potential.
Right.
And who are willing to take a dare along with us.
Oh, I love that.
And I think that everybody needs to search their own acquaintances and think, who likes me to be big? And the believing mirror is someone who likes us to be big. And we need those believing mirrors. I had a novel that I wrote called Mozart's Ghost, and I kept showing it to people, and it kept getting rejected, and I kept thinking, it's good, but I was getting discouraged. But I have a believing mirror a woman that you may know, an author named Sonia Choquette.
Yes.
And Sonia has been my girlfriend for 25 years. And every time I would get the book rejected again, I would say, Sonia, I'm so discouraged. And she was a believing mirror. And she kept saying, Julia, keep submitting the book. I see it getting published. So number 42 and 43 submissions were, we kept getting no's, and then all of a sudden we got yes, yes, yes.
I love that. And I feel like that's such an important message and lesson for everyone listening, and it's been my own experience too, where it's, you know, we can sort of, we can fall into the listening to the naysayers, you know, or the no's, which can really, they shrink us, right? And they deny us the access to that what next question, or the courage that grows when we're surrounded in this believing mirror kind of environment. I love this idea of believing mirrors. I really feel it's important. And it's, you know, I think that one of the things I love so much about Walking Through the Artist's Way, and for anyone listening who's not familiar, you definitely want to experience it. It's an incredible journey, and beautiful to experience as a group. But I feel like the power of that, holding space for the what next for each other. I feel like it's such a call to all of us right now in the world. Instead of this focus, you know, it really, a lot of it has to do with where we're focused, wouldn't you say? And what, you know, what paradigm, you know, what sort of lens we're seeing through.
Well, I have a prayer that I say every morning, which is, "Dear God, please give me faith and optimism," because I believe that it's too easy to become discouraged, and to have, we tend to equate negativity with realism.
Yeah.
And my experience is that optimism is a workable lens.
Love that. Oof. I love that. And speak to where optimism and creativity kind of fuse, if you would, because I love where this is going, and I really, that's been my experience too.
Well, I think that we have a chance to fuse creativity with spirituality. And when we begin to become willing to believe that there's a benevolent something that's looking out for us, that we can connect to through Morning Pages, when we begin to try to say, okay, higher power, please help me with this project, then we begin to have a sense of resilience and a sense of optimism. And optimism often comes when we do Morning Pages.
And would you share a little, I know you have before with us on the air, but it's just such a great exercise, and I personally am a big fan, and I encourage my people that I work with and clients and groups to engage. So maybe just a little snapshot of what they are.
Of what Morning Pages are?
Yeah, just for anyone who's unfamiliar or who's listening for the first time.
Well, Morning Pages are the bedrock tool of a creative recovery. And they are three pages of longhand morning writing. And, yes, they have to be done in the morning, because if you do them at night, you're reviewing a day you've already had and you're powerless to change. But if you do them in the morning, they help you because they provoke, clarify, comfort, cajole, prioritize, synchronize, all positive thoughts, the day at hand. And so when we do Morning Pages, it's as if we're sending a little note to the universe, as if you've been shipwrecked and you're on a raft and you're sending out, this is where I am. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. So Morning Pages can be about anything. You can say, I hated the way Jeff talked to me in the meeting yesterday. I felt patronized. I forgot to call my sister back. I need to buy kitty litter. The car has a funny knock in it. So it's as if you're taking a little whisk broom and you're whisking out all the corners of your consciousness. When you do that, you start to experience synchronicity, which is that as you do morning pages, you suddenly find yourself more and more being in the right place at the right time. And you begin to think, gee, maybe something powerful is trying to help me.
Oh, man, I love that. And as you spoke, I mean, I could feel it energetic, but it's just like it opens something within us, you know, and that's also been my experience, how powerful that is, that it allows for more to flow through this benevolence you speak of, this this aliveness, this this even curiosity. What would you say as far as someone who is just sort of tuning in and curious about, you know, wanting to take a big dare, wanting to, you know, so you do the morning pages, what would it then look like as far as a next step for someone who's wanting to take that leap, and either if they're clear on what it is but a bit afraid, or knowing there's something within them and not quite sure what it is, what would you sort of invite as the next kind of big step for someone who's wanting to take that leap?
Well, I don't believe in big steps.
I love it.
I believe in little steps.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if you do morning pages, you start to get nudged ahead a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And so they say to you, I would love to write a screenplay. And then they will say to you, I think I could write a screenplay, but I'm afraid. And then they would say to you, you only need to write it one page at a time. And then they would say to you, today I think I'll try. So they move you just a little inch at a time ahead, so that by the time you are taking a big leap, it's been made up of many little tiny leaps, and it's much less threatening. And I think... I think that my message, if any, is creativity doesn't need to be scary. And we have a tendency to think, gee, I can't afford to take that risk. But if we take a little risk at a time, like when I wrote this prayer book recently, I would say I'm going to try and write 3 affirmations a day. So it was a tiny amount. And then often I would find I could write 9.
Wow. And it's that slow build. I love what you speak to in the small steps. There's something so powerful about that, that gives us, you know, I call it sort of building the brave heart. You know, we strengthen.
Brilliant.
And it just allows us to, you know, we have this incredible heart power, and then, you know, sort of softly the mind quiets within that that courage, you know, because we, and it's the small steps. I mean, it's so interesting, actually. I just was this morning hovering over some quotes, and I happened to come across this Virgil quote, which is, fortune favors the bold, and I just love that. And it, you know, this idea that when we are willing to step into, even with small steps, you know, slowly and slowly we grow and we build, because there's often this idea too that creativity and even the courage that, oh, well, as an artist I can't, you know, I can't succeed, or it's not, you know, and whatever it is, even as an entrepreneur, I see this a lot. I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, and there's that fear to begin or even to succeed that will just deny people from even taking those first small steps.
Well, we have a very negative culture around creativity. And if you want to say to someone that you're going to try, let's say you're going to try to write a novel, instead of saying, hey, that's wonderful, I'm so pleased for you, good going, we say, Do you know how you're going to get it published?
So true.
You know, or
oh,
if you say,
I
think I'd like to be an artist, you tend to hear, oh, darling, don't you think you might need something to fall back on?
Mm.
Now, if you were telling people that you wanted to be a banker, nobody would be saying, oh, darling, don't you
right.
think you need something to fall back on?
Mm.
So we have a mythology around creativity that says creativity belongs only to a few, and I've found it belongs to all of us. And the creativity belongs only to a few, and artists are broke, drunk, lonely, a whole negative list of beliefs that we have, and none of them are true.
So, I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And the beauty is that, you know, I often see this because I facilitate this creative visionary journey where it's this invitation to step into what that creative vision is within us. And even I find our idea of what creativity is so limited in its understanding or what the possibility of it is. And even if you'd speak a little bit to that, you touched on it, but how kind of creativity and spirituality are very much one and the same, or this bigger exploration of what that is. Because I think courage is kind of the current for it, in my experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that creativity, as I said, is an act of daring, but it's an act of daring made up of many little steps that lead to the big steps. You know, if someone says to me, I want to write a screenplay, then they picture that they have to do the whole thing and know exactly who they're going to sell it to. And what I have found is, you know, you just do it one page at a time. And it's like from that movie Field of Dreams. I don't know if you remember that.
Yes, love it.
And the movie Field of Dreams says, build it and they will come. And that's my experience. I have never had to be paid to write something. I have always just gone ahead and written. When I initially wrote The Artist's Way, I thought I was writing it for about 5 people who were my good friends. We started to Xerox it at a little communist bookstore. And people would write in, I'm with the State Department in Switzerland, and I hear you have this manuscript. And word just got out. And we would Xerox it and mail it off to people. And that became The Artist's Way. It was self-published.
Wow. So beautiful. And I love the permission that it gives everyone to listen to that inner knowing. And you speak so beautifully to the taking the small steps, because it's really about those small steps that really facilitate the guidance, you know, and the growth and the direction. And I will say for anyone and everyone listening, because we're wrapping up on the half an hour, I can't even believe it. Please, if you haven't already experienced The Artist's Way, it is a journey itself. It's really remarkable. And I wanted to mention that you have so generously offered a special for anyone who does want to participate in. It's an online course, right, that you've got on the site, Julia Cameron Live. Is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Beautiful.
I wanted an intimate way to teach. And so I taught it right from my living room here in Santa Fe with my little dog.
Ah, oh, I love it. That's gorgeous. And it's in your living room where it all began, which is even more fabulous. So for anyone who wants to get more, we'll have to get you back on because we barely just scratched the surface. But I love the courage and the creativity with which everything you share comes forth. And there's just... You have so much grace about you, and you're such a guiding example of what it looks like to be courage in action, you know, with that, with the creative voice. And I want to thank you so much. I can't believe we're already, it's a half hour, so it's a short little nugget of time. But any last parting words on creativity and courage for anyone listening?
Yes, try doing morning pages. They will change your life.
Oh, beautiful. Ah. Thank you so much, Julia. You're really such a gift to all of us. I'm so grateful for all that you offer with your benevolent heart, and really such a pleasure.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Yay. We'll have to get our doggies together, too. I'm going to come on out and visit you.
Perfect.
Beautiful. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for being with us. Find Julia Cameron online. She's got incredible offerings, all of her books, and JuliaCameronLive.com, and great narrative on social media channels. And you can find more of Jessie May and my stuff on JessieMay.com. And so great to connect. Thank you again to everyone tuning in. And we will be with you next week with more Sunny Side Up. All my love.
Jessie?